Well, our privacy commissioner is Michael Webster, who has served since July of 22. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Michael. Ko te ao tēnei, a warm welcome once again to Irirangi Wātek, Michael.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks
for having me along. Ka pai. Issues of Māori sovereignty, youth usage of social media, and how the privacy of individuals can be compromised unwittingly for many of us who have a digital footprint. We'll start with youth scams and online safety, please, mate. Māori rangatahi seem among the biggest users of social media and digital platforms, Michael. What are the biggest online scams targeting our rangatahi, and what can whānau do to protect them, Michael?
Sure. There's a couple of things there, Dale. And the first is that a lot of the harm that rangatahi face online is because of access to their personal information. So it brings into play issues around their privacy rights as well. And we need to remember, and the big companies need to remember, that young people have privacy rights just the same as adults. I guess the key thing whānau can do at home is to make sure that rangatahi know they can ask questions and share concerns without being blamed if they find themselves caught up in some kind of scam, even financial sextortion. We see cases of that as well, that sort of thing.
We know that sometimes when you're heading somewhere, up come all of these rules, and we tend to skim through them. I know, getting guidance from our kids, and now they're middle-aged people now, but they say, oh yeah, that's sweet pop, in you go. And so I just sort of roll through, agree, and next thing you know, you might be unwittingly signing up to exposure to content that you never intended. The use of cookies is another one. You know, we use cookies. You want to come onto the site? Oh, okay, then I'll go, and off we go. How dangerous is this?
There's been a lot of talk around the world, in fact, about this sort of design, social design that goes into websites, dark patterns, things like that, they're called. And my colleagues and here, a number of organisations, I think, are NetSafe, have raised concerns about that. People need to be educated, I think, about the risks of clicking that particular button. So resources that places like NetSafe have online are a good place to go. But we need to just keep setting really clear expectations for those companies that our children, our rangatahi, deal with, that they have obligations to protect the privacy and the dignity of young people. And it's not just about, for example, young people being careful. It's also about those platforms exercising kaitakitanga, exercising good stewardship of what they're doing as well. And we need to keep pushing back and emphasising that message, I think, Dale.
Does big tech adhere to societal expectations here of protecting privacy? I mean, they're all about creating algorithms that can push more traffic through and up the ante for advertising revenue. Do they skirt our country's expectations in this space, do you think, in a way, Michael?
What we're seeing more and more is more active regulation. So we're seeing big tech companies fined, taken to court, being publicly named and shamed for areas where they've let down their customers and that sort of space. What we also need to see, though, is an increasing focus here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, in doing the same thing as well, I think.
We know that the government holds a lot of information about us, government agencies, and this is right through health and education, housing, social services, etc. How confident should our people be, all New Zealanders, Māori in particular, that their personal information is being properly protected and not shared inappropriately?
Well, I think, first off, Māori, like all New Zealanders, should expect government agencies to maintain high privacy standards. Māori are entitled to know that their personal information is a taonga, and government agencies are looking after it well. The government agencies that we all deal with must comply with the Privacy Act, which sets rules about how government agencies collect, store, use and share people's information. And they should do that in line with the law. Of course, we all know, though, that things go wrong. I think recently, for example, you and your listeners will be aware of the Manage My Health data breach, which was a significant data breach. What we saw happen there was, of course, Manage My Health was a privately run patient health portal. But my office's inquiry found that Health New Zealand, which is a government agency, had contracted with Manage My Health without, in our view, making sure patient information would be properly protected. And it had a significant impact, particularly in Northland, where I suspect, of course, it had a disproportionate impact on Māori people. And so we're looking into that further at the moment, in fact.
Thank you. Our Privacy Commissioner, Michael Webster, is with us this morning. Michael, you'll be familiar too that there's a lot of concern about Māori data sovereignty. And we know that sometimes government agencies don't get it right. Do you believe the settings from the Privacy Commission are also married up to Māori goals regarding data sovereignty? Because many of our people view data as about our whakapapa, in particular as taonga. Does our country's privacy system do enough, do you think, Michael, to recognise Māori data sovereignty and collective rights over information?
Well, an important part of my role as Privacy Commissioner is to empower Māori to use their privacy rights and ensure that Māori data is protected and respected. What, of course, we see with the Privacy Act is, and this is a concern that Māori have already expressed, of course, that the Privacy Act is quite individual-focused and potentially isn't able to recognise collective rights to information. And that's an important challenge for my office, and we continue to look at that. But in the work of my office, we seek to balance or acknowledge that by delivering on what we call our Section 21C obligations, which is part of the Privacy Act that says that in doing our job, we need to take account of cultural perspectives on privacy. So when we're looking at how agencies are being careful stewards of private personal information or when there's been a data breach, we look at data governance questions that come up, such as has tikanga been respected, has kaitiakitanga been respected. So while the Act is, yes, individually focused, we also have that provision in our Act that allows us to take account of those broader cultural perspectives and considerations as well.
Thank you, Michael. Just finally, as AI becomes more common in government and business, how concerned are you about our people being perhaps unfairly impacted by biased algorithms or having our images, voices and cultural knowledge used without consent?
You're absolutely right. I mean, our surveys and our latest survey that's just come out a few months back showed that Māori are more concerned about the use of technology like AI, the use of AI and facial recognition technology, those algorithms, those sorts of questions are a real concern. So those conversations have been going on. We all know that AI is developing rapidly. For example, new AI tools can bring up long-standing issues about the handling of Māori information. If, for example, Māori information is not in the training data that AI tools use to do their job, the question is the tool going to be fair and accurate for Māori? But on the flip side, if Māori information, personal information, is in the training data, how did it get there? Was it a fair process? And did people have a say in that? So our bottom line is that businesses and organisations, including these big companies doing the AI development, need to tell you when they're collecting your personal information and how they'll use it, and it must be collected for a specific legitimate purpose. So there needs to be that level of transparency going on, and I think that is a process that is not yet well developed enough at the moment, Dale.
Well, we all need to be mindful of our digital footprint. Whilst there are some legal parameters of protection here, such as the Privacy Commission, you'd hope that it wouldn't get too there. So each of us need to take some personal responsibility with what we are doing and how we're conducting ourselves online. Thank you to Michael Webster, who is our Privacy Commissioner. Mauri ora kia koe, te rangatira. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Dale.
Tēnā koe.